This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news of some great fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Also, we have a couple of opportunities for folks who enjoy waterfowl hunting up at the Lake Shelbyville area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, locally, the fishing bite has been terrific. Most every local lake is producing some sort of action, bass, bluegill, catfish. You can go out and find some. You can catch something at one of these lakes and almost any time. It's been a very good year, and the fishing is going to continue to get better as the waters continue to cool. And as we mentioned, we have news about the upcoming waterfowl seasons. Illinois has proposed their duck and goose seasons, and it looks pretty good. According to the proposal, Illinois will open the regular duck, Canada goose, and snow goose seasons on October 19th in the north zone. Here in the central zone, the season will open October 26th. The south central zone hunting begins November 9th, and in the south zone, November 28th is the day waterfowlers hit a field. We also have a proposed 16-day statewide early teal season. That's going to be September 7th through the 22nd, with a daily limit of 6, that's a change, and a possession limit of 18. Shooting hours for the September teal season are different from the regular duck season. It starts at sunrise, a half hour later than the regular season, until sunset. And the proposal for the early September Canada goose season is September 1st through the 15th, with a daily limit of 5 and a possession limit of 15 in the north and central zones, and a daily limit of 2 and a possession limit of 6 in the south and south central zones. So there's some dates for you to watch. It looks like they're pretty firm. We'll get the final word on that very quickly. And as we mentioned, Lake Shelbyville's Corps of Engineers will offer several special draw hunts during this year's early goose season. The drawing will be held August 30th with the available hunting dates September 9th, 10th, 14th, and 15th. These special hunts will be held at the Wilburn Creek and Sullivan Beach recreation areas. Two blind locations will be staked out at each recreation area, and two hunters will be allowed per blind location. Now, hunters for each day will be drawn from a pool of applicants to maximize the hunter opportunity, and hunters must provide their own blind and stay within 5 foot of the stake at each location. All statewide regulations to apply, including but not limited to shooting hours and bag limits. And due to the limited size of the area, all hunting within these special units will be strictly controlled during the early goose hunting seasons. Successful applicants are required to have a special use permit in their possession while hunting, and all applications are due by August 29th at 4 p.m. For more information, you can give these folks a call at 217-774-3951. That's 217-774-3951. The extension there is 7012. Also, 10 blinds are offered to waterfowlers on a first-come, first-served basis for hunting at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Okaw Wetlands during the 2013 waterfowl seasons. The hunting dates exclude the first firearm season, but do include teal, regular duck, and all Canada goose seasons. And due to high water levels at Lake Shelbyville, crops were not planted and moist soil management did not occur this year at the Okaw Wetlands. In fact, the blinds are just now emerging from the floodwaters and have not been cleaned or brushed. Maintenance to the blinds may take place only if time and resources allow. Hunting hours will be from 30 minutes before sunrise to 1 p.m. until December 24th, and from December 25th and through January 31st. The wetland will be open for goose hunting during the regular statewide hunting hours. And for more information here, you can call Lee Mitchell or Ashley Flory at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office. Their number is 217-774-3951. That's 217-774-3951, extension 7049. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and the great fishing continues at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. It's like summer was never here. This is like fall fishing, spring fishing. It's all wrapped up in one. We've got some terrific fishing here. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the weeks have brought several very cool nights, and that has dropped the water temperatures to about the mid-70s. The water's still quite clear, and there's been a little rain up here. The core is still dropping the lake, and presently it's about maybe 4 foot above normal. Looks like it'll be down to summer pool finally on Labor Day. And this gets the fall crappie and white bass bite going. Anglers are finding some pretty good success, particularly for the crappie. Most anglers are using a slip bobber and plain minnow and drifting over some deeper brush and down trees for the crappie. The branches need to be maybe as much as 15 foot deep, and the bottom depth means really nothing. Heavy branches have better fish on them due to the fact that they block the sun out better, and this is very clear water right now. Even though the lake is pulling it down quickly, they're catching quite a few crappie each day. The white bass are still up in the Kaskaskia in the main lake willows, and they're going to be back down on the main lake ledges in a couple of weeks as these water temperatures continue to drop. Then you can look for some great fall white bass action. So we've got some pretty good fishing there, though catfish bites going pretty good, and the largemouth bass, it's a morning and evening affair, but action has been pretty good lately. At Carlisle Lake right now, in the main lake, largemouth bass are being taken, at least fair numbers of them, on crankbaits fished along the rocks in the woody cover. The catfish bite's still very good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are primarily drifting with the bait shrimp. And the crappie bite, very good, in the main lake even. Crappie are being caught along the rocks. The cooler weather is probably bringing them in. And the white bass bite, good. With the cooler evenings, the whites are coming into the sandbanks and rock points. Slab spoons, little Georges, coupled with curly tails, are producing good numbers of fish for boat anglers. The shore fishermen are using inline spinners and finding success. In the tail waters, the white bass are rated excellent. They're turned on again. They're being caught on rooster tails with a curly tail tied off on a loop at about a foot and a half above it. Night fishermen are using submersible lights and minnows and tying off on the buoys. There's been quite a few nice hybrid bass caught recently as well. And the catfish bite, very good in the tail waters. Shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits producing most of the catches. And some very good crappie action too. Although many fish are small, most crappie are coming from the spillway are being caught on minnows. And the sauger bite, rated fair now. The water flow is drifting off a little bit now, and the sauger bite is more of a hit and miss thing, but you can see some pretty good action if you're there at the right time. At Rend Lake, the crappie bite still good here too. This has been a crappie year for Rend Lake fishermen. Lots of crappie being caught here. Summer patterns in place, and that means catching a lot of fish, mostly small ones, but you'll catch some keepers, and you can put together a pretty good catch if you stick with it. Try the stake beds and the brush piles out in the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish. You can expect to catch a lot of small ones along with the good ones. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. The catfish bite, quite good. Very good, in fact. Main lake drifting seems to be the most popular technique right now. Pick a spot, cast out some lines, and let it drag on the bottom as you drift across the lake. It doesn't really matter where you drift. The catfish seem to be everywhere. The key is to play the wind so it kind of pushes you across the lake. And that's the same thing if you're a jug fisherman. Use the wind to push your jugs across these coves, and you'll find some pretty good success. Cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers, all types of bait seem to be working quite well for the catfish. And the bass bite, they're in their summer pattern. They're being caught on shallow bushes and laydowns in about 2 to 4 feet of water by pitching soft plastic and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are working pretty good. Fish are transitioning to the rocks and being caught on crankbaits. The corners of the sailboat harbor bridge has been a hot spot to catch bass on jigs and crankbaits. And the bluegill bite, they're being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms seem to be the best bet. Fishing shallow under the rocks or around the rocks by the Gun Creek Bridge and Sailboat Harbor Bridge has been producing good numbers of fish. So we got pretty good fishing to report. And the waterfowl season's quickly approaching, as is the dove season, so plenty of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.